And now the game where we like to hide our excitement about talking to famous people by asking them silly questions. It's called Not My Job. Lucy Lawless is kind of like King Midas, but for nerds. Every sci-fi or fantasy thing she touches turns to gold. Xena Warrior Princess, Battlestar Galactica, they're classics of the genre. They're the kinds of programs nerds will tell their children about if they ever manage to reproduce. Lucy Lawless is now starring in the new Starz Channel program Spartacus Blood and Sand. It guarantees that pasty people will be dressing up as its characters at conventions for decades to come. Lucy Lawless, welcome to Wait, Wait.
Oh, thank you.
I should, as everybody, I can make fun of these people because I am one of them, so I feel that it's all right. So you have kind of become, maybe through no fault of your own or no intention of your own, kind of a go-to woman for sci-fi and fantasy.
It wasn't part of my ambition, but I don't know, sci-fi shows seem to like me, so hooray.
Hooray for you. And you've always had a very good relationship with the fans. You go to a lot of
Nerds
the comic
conventions.
Nerds
are my weakness, darling.
Really?
Yes.
I can only imagine because, you know, for people who never saw Xena Warrior Princess, Lucy played this incredibly tough, kick-ass woman who often kicked actual asses as she traveled around a fantastic land wearing revealing outfits and being very tough and having a very attractive young female sidekick.
And saucy, yeah.
Say again? And you were saucy.
We were saucy together.
Although never...
Yeah, we're even going out on Saturday night. Renee and I are going out to see a movie called Bitch Slap.
Wait a minute, Renee, who the actress who played Gabrielle, your sidekick.
Right. Yeah, we're going out to be saucy on Saturday.
Well, I imagine that the guys you might meet, speaking as a science fiction fan myself, might be a little intimidated by meeting you in person.
I don't know, but I think they like that.
They like.
I do. I used to get a lot of letters from like judges and lawyers who wanted me to stomp on them in my boots. So I understand. I hope my topic is that.
Really?
Like, shoe sex.
Where's the convention for that?
So I know you get this question a lot, but how much of Xena was you? Are you the kind of tough person who can like leap 5 feet over walls and beat up people left and right?
if provoked, I reckon I could.
If provoked, but I understand. But we understand you did your own stunts. You were
not really. I mean, I did everything when the camera was on my face, but I had an amazing stunt woman called Zoe Bell. So she was really a good, at least a third, if not a half of Xena.
Right. But the war cry was yours, though, right?
All mine, baby.
Absolutely.
You're not going to ask me, are you?
I know everybody does, and I didn't want to be common, but I really do want to hear you do it. Does being Xena or having been Xena ever become useful in real life?
Only if I need to shut up a whining child in the back of a car.
Really?
Does the wardrobe?
All right. At this point,
does the Xena wardrobe ever come in handy?
I'm wearing it now.
She dresses the way for all interviews.
Talk real slow.
At this point, I think we need to hear it. So your kid's whining in the back of the car, and you turn around and you go, I'm scared.
Oh. And I hate to say it makes them cry, but it's the only ace card I have.
I totally understand. And Xena, we have to talk about this, had a certain rabid following among very different demographics. There were a lot of women who were very enthralled with your relationship with Gabrielle. Is that something you guys intentionally played up?
It wasn't initially, but I now know for sure that it was not lost on the producers when they were putting the character together. And in fact, one of the producers, the EP, Liz Friedman, is a proud lesbian, and it was always part of her intention. So we didn't know it at the time. But
I knew it.
But you knew it.
Some of us know it.
Let's talk about the new show, Spartacus Blood and Sand. This is, of course, an updating, shall we say, of Spartacus, which was, of course, a famous movie with Kirk Douglas many years ago. This is slightly different. I don't remember as much nudity in the Kirk Douglas version as there is. The new show is great. I got to watch some of the episodes. It's a lot like the movie 300, though not so restrained and subtle. But you learn so much about ancient Rome in this show. For example, I did not know. I did not know.
That's like saying that you read it for the article.
I did. No, yeah. I'm just interested in the.
Yeah.
I just looked beyond all the naked women and the heaving softcore sex scenes just because I wanted to get some more details.
Yeah, yeah. You've really tapped into the main purpose of the show.
You play the wife of the owner of the slave training school, the gladiator training school.
Yeah, I play this woman who's desperate to have a baby, and her husband's not doing it for her, so she has this...
No, don't tell me what you're going to do. I want to be surprised. I can't imagine.
The gladiator comes into it.
Does he really?
Yeah, she's bossing the gladiators. She's abusing them.
I understand.
I play this. My character is worse than ever. My characters are badder than ever.
So you're playing. I mean, you're playing a villain, which is fun. You played a villainous Cylon in Battlestar Galactica, but you're like full. Are you like getting into full on evil at this point?
Well, appears to be. But my aim is to make you absolutely feel like you would do the same thing in my shoes.
I just want to
I'm sorry. I'm just imagining myself in those shoes, and I can't go further than that because those are some shoes you're wearing. Let me tell you.
I just want to point out, Boffing the Gladiator is a great name for a band.
That's
wow.
True.
Yeah.
Before we go on, I wanted to go back just a second and ask you about something we read about the very beginning of your career. Because if it's true, it's a great story. And what we read was that you got the job of Xena back when. Because the original woman cast in it got ill.
Yeah, I was the lucky local kid on the spot who got the gig.
So they were
grateful.
They were filming, I think it was The Legendary Journeys of Hercules, the other show, and Xena was going to be a character on that show, and so somebody else was cast and said, "Oh my God, she can't be here, she's sick or something else. Who can you woman over there, you can be Xena, step over here."
That's right. The lucky local kid, man. Just a classic story, and lucky me.
You're like Ruby Keeler on Broadway, but with a broadsword.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, and big boots.
And big boots. Boots, she said. Boots.
Boots.
She said boots.
Boots.
Lucy Lawless, we are thrilled to have you with us. We have asked you here to play a game that this week we're calling...
We didn't have the chance to say thanks.
As the new year gets started, we wanted to take a moment and pay tribute to three under-recognized geniuses who recently left us. We're going to ask you three questions about great American innovators. If you get two right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl's voice and their home answering machine. Carl, who is actress Lucy Lawless playing for?
Lucy is playing for Rachel Huffine of Portland, Oregon.
All right, ready to do this?
Woo! Okay, Rach.
All right. First off, Al Bernadine died just this week. He was an unsung innovator who came up with many boons to modern life, but chief among them was what? A, the McDonald's quarter pounder, B, the quadruple-bladed disposable razor, or C, the bobblehead doll?
The bobblehead doll.
You want the bobblehead?
Yes, because I have one.
You have one.
I have one.
Thus, you're choosing the bus. You're choosing the bobblehead doll. No, it was the quarter pounder. He invented the quarter pounder, and he just died. He was a dean at McDonald's Hamburger University.
Did he die of a heart attack?
No, he did not.
All right, that would have been ironic.
He helped to contribute to the development of the Filet-O-Fish sandwich and the frozen French fry. But his masterpiece...
What a guy!
I know, but his masterpiece was the quarter pounder. He said,
yes,
quote,
indeed.
He said of his invention, quote, "I felt there was a void in our menu vis-a-vis the adult who wanted a higher ratio of meat to bun." That's how they talk at McDonald's, okay?
How are you a contributor to the Filet-O-Fish?
Oh, that's a work as complicated as the Filet-O-Fish.
How many people were on that team, you think?
Oh, yeah, that was a task force.
Because there was already the fish stick.
Well, you had to develop that idea.
Yeah.
You
but
can't just do that by yourself.
Stick, and then you take it and you split it in half.
Yes. They want a higher fish stick to bun ratio.
Exactly. Thank you, Lucy.
Who doesn't?
He just wasn't.
I just want to say, I shouldn't encourage you, but when you say higher fish stick to bun ratio, it sounds fantastically dirty. And I can't even explain what it might mean, but it... I knew I shouldn't have encouraged her. All right. Next question. Scientist Robert Rhines died in November. He was a Renaissance man. He developed radar technology for the Army. He composed scores for more than 10 Broadway and off-Broadway shows. But the one thing he was really passionate about the last 30 years of his life was what? A, perfecting a recipe for Long Island iced tea. B, finding the Loch Ness Monster. Or C, he was the world's foremost collector of Three's Company memorabilia.
Wow, that is random, man.
It is random, but one of those things...
I think there are a few bobbleheads in that collection.
One of these things was his obsession. Robert Rhines just died.
I'm going to go with the Long Island iced tea.
That he spent 30 years trying to perfect...
AA again, but yeah.
He's 30 years trying to perfect the formula for the perfect Long Island iced tea?
Yeah.
I'm afraid it was the Loch Ness Monster. I tried. No, he said he saw something while sitting next to the lake in 1972. Spent 30 years using all his technological expertise to try to find it, including strapping cameras to dolphins. But all he ever got was a grainy picture of a flipper.
Don't you think it's rude to put a dolphin in salt in fresh water?
They don't care.
Anyway.
Do they? Maybe that's why he didn't find it.
You see, what you don't know in the story is that over the course of that 30 years, he was drinking Long Island iced teas constantly.
All right, let's see if we can get one right here. On December 15th, we lost Curtis Alina. He didn't invent something, but rather improved it. What was his great innovation? A, he put heads on Pez candy dispensers. B, he invented the mute button for remote controls. Or C, he came up with the silver reclining lady logo for truck mud flaps.
He's a god, anyway, whichever one he
is. Whichever one it was.
Any three of those is something to be proud of. Any one of those three.
B.
If you're going to go for B, he invented the mute button. That would be a boon to mankind, wouldn't it? But I'm afraid it was A, he put the head on Pez dispensers.
Wow.
Alina was the marketing manager for the very proper Austrian company that made Pez mints when he approved putting little heads on the dispensers to appeal to kids. And the rest is history. Carl, how did Lucy Lawless do it?
He came up with that idea after having thorax surgery.
Yeah.
He should have put a thorax on this.
There you go. Carl, how did Lucy Lawless do in our quiz?
Lucy came up empty, Peter. No correct answers, no prize for Rachel Huffine.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you. Lucy Lawless stars as Lucretia in the new series, Spartacus Blood and Sand, that airs Fridays at 10 and 9 Central on the Starz Network. It is an awful lot of fun, and Lucy, you are great in it. Lucy Lawless, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, darling.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Peter. See you.